If in the moonlight our sheets still hold the memory of late afternoon sun and of dragonflies at rest contemplating their next move while they ride the rippling sheet, if the pillowcases shiver and flap when the wind picks up air from the western prairie passing through like a rumor, then that slanting sunlight, those dragonflies, the rumor might appear in our dreams, entering our sleep as we breathe in the smells of washtub and clothesline. I watched you in your blue dime store house dress, unpinning the laundry and letting it fall into the wicker basket. I sat in my chair and watched through the window your shoulders as you folded the shirts, your straight back as you twisted and reached. I had been reading about adventurers entering dangerous, uncharted lands, and whatever might befall them beyond the next rise or over the next few pages, I would still be safe here in my chair. I could have set the book aside and gone out to you, pulling our clothes down as the wind picked up. But I was suspended at the window, between the adventurers in their faraway land and your sure movements in the wind outside. The heroes waiting impatiently for my attention to return, for their adventure to continue, while you bent over the basket and let the wind take your hair, I was suspended, hanging like an old flannel shirt pinned to the line.